Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Steelers 23, Browns 9. 11 straight games of 17 or fewer points. 52 pass attempts for a team that's second worst in the NFL.
What's the losing streak at now?
Percentage.
25.
22 in Pittsburgh.
22. No, I mean just totally here. Where are we?
The losing streak?
Yeah, other than, I mean.
It's not 25.
I know, but it feels that way, except for Green Bay, and maybe they should have lost.
Had somebody call and just go nuts yesterday saying, I'm tired of people saying, 22 straight losses in Pittsburgh. We won a playoff game there, so take that, Pittsburgh. Blah, blah. I thought.
And if you were watching on NoTube, you would have loved that. That would
have been great. Oh, my God. It was just unbelievable. And anyhow, 52 pass attempts, 17 rushes. You don't pass it well, so let's pass it more. You run it well, let's run it less.
Do we want to... We have all week to talk about this. Where are they going from here, Jeff? Where is there? Yesterday was one of the first times I've always been like, okay.
Going to the stadium to play Miami.
What's next? You either change someone's job out, right? I don't know that that's going to happen. Or you change quarterbacks. Okay. Or make a couple trades.
But Andy, the quarterback's been there for two games.
ESPN had,
hey, you're playing your second game. The Steelers bring it. Your offensive line can't pass block. Please throw it 52 times. Jackson Solon. Hello, Jack.
Oh, Jack, counselor.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, that was an excellent sigh to start things off. That was very good. Yeah. I'm impressed.
I need to say this. So as an attorney, I can pretend that I can analyze things.
Please do.
So let me point this out. We signed Kenny Pickett to be our quarterback. Then we traded him. We signed Joe Flacco to be our quarterback. We traded him. We didn't draft any offensive linemen. We didn't draft any receivers. And some people are calling our draft good, but when Gabriel and Sanders are included in that draft, I can't say that we had a good draft.
Too early to tell. Let's be fair, Jack.
Well, if all the other NFL teams passed up on Sanders multiple times, are you ready to say that the Browns were the smartest team in the NFL to grab him? I can't say that, nor will I probably ever have to want to say that. The Browns' strategy, and yesterday, passing the ball three times or whatever we do from the four-yard line.
Three.
I guess my point is the Browns are not expecting to, nor are they intending to win this year because they got an extra pick in the draft. They think they're going to find their quarterback next year. They don't know how to find one. First of all, there isn't a clear cut. All these people with the mock drafts have three or four or maybe even five different quarterbacks that the Browns are going to take with their number one pick. There isn't a clear cut quarterback. Arch Manning looks like he's a bust. This team is
early, too early, too early.
This team is a disaster. It's a disaster. And maybe Sanders was an owner's pick. I don't know what Gabriel was. Neither one of them are capable of running an offense when we have no offensive line. So, as you say, maybe it is too early. Maybe it's 5 years too early. But I'm getting too old to watch this junk anymore. It's really, it's not watchable. And I really feel bad. Well, actually, I don't. Myles Garrett could have gone elsewhere. He demanded to go elsewhere, but he didn't put his money where his mouth was, and he signed for money. I really feel bad because he's a stud, and he's stuck here. Anybody else that is a good player that's here is stuck here. It's a shame.
Jack, thank you for the phone call.
That said, if you had some wide receiving help, quarterback that could be sustainable, what else do you want? Offensive linemen that are a little bit healthier.
Can I give you a bad idea?
You could actually be halfway decent. Here's the hardest part. It's like we see the defense, and we know that it's you don't have to throw away all the pieces to the puzzle. You don't. And whether you're stuck here or not is living in the moment. Like, if they could fix the offense, maybe change things. You could pick whatever you want changed. I'll be honest with you. But there are things that are working on this team, and unfortunately, they're mostly on defense. Every week, special teams has something that messes. They mess something up.
Wait,
every week. Can we just have
the truth?
Can we have one clean week of special teams?
Andre
just
Schmidt
one
was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for him.
Roughing the punter, not good.
All I know is that there were a lot of guys who were available at the wide receiver position who might not be world beaters, but were available and are playing for other teams and helping them. And they didn't go get any of these guys.
And they had one guy they could have kept and had three first-round draft picks to go along with it. And now he's playing like an MVP. And there is no way you're not watching Tampa Bay going, why, why, why? Yeah, I understand. There's a million excuses. But you know what?
Well, it's not an excuse.
Well, yeah, there are. You could say, well, he was too immature. Or
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The front office or ownership was too immature at that point. You can make up all the bottom line is that Baker Mayfield is playing MVP football.
He's doing a great
right
job.
Now.
Doing a great
right
job.
Now.
I will also say.
And it burns every time I watch. I like him. I mean, I liked him when he was here. I never wanted to get rid of him. And it just burns to see. It's not only just watching him have success. It's the fact that you had three first round picks that never saw the light of day on the shores of Lake Erie.
And what, two thirds and a fourth? As well.
I know.
Yeah, there's no question. Since they made the trade and brought in Deshaun, it's been a mess. And that certainly is the key factor in setting things back.
I didn't think it could get any worse. It gets worse every week.
But that said, Andy, you've got to overcome such things. You do.
I don't know, man. Losing three first-round picks is very, very tough. And
other teams give those up to go get guys.
How often do teams give up three first-round picks?
I mean, you need to overcome it. You have 60, 70 players on the team. Okay, so you're missing three or four guys. I know that's a big deal.
But those three or four guys are number one picks.
I get that. But that doesn't mean you should be as poor as you are right now. It just doesn't. I mean, you overcome it. Find guys in the second and third round who can play instead of drafting guys who can't play. I mean, I don't care to give him a pass.
Here was the other point I was going to bring up too.
It's not worth it.
I know you saw Schefter's piece yesterday too about players that could be available at the trade deadline.
Oh yeah, a lot of Browns.
Yeah, and a lot of offensive linemen. So that's what we want to do. That's the recipe for success. Get rid of veteran offensive linemen, even if you think they only have 1 year left, and then put the rookie quarterback out there to get fried.
Other teams overcome losses of offensive linemen. I know it's. And change your play calling.
It would have been easier had we had three first-round picks. It would have been a lot easier.
Get it out quickly. Move the pocket. Do some things. Let me just throw this out to you.
Sure.
I just wanted to double check.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the play calling yesterday was just not good. It was not good. Nothing about the offense was good yesterday. They had some long, sustained drives, but they only ended up in field goals. And this isn't about Baker as much as it's about stability. Okay? When Kevin Stefanski came here as head coach, the first two seasons they had some stability at quarterback. Baker started 30 of the 33 games.
Okay.
They were 19 and 14. They weren't great, but it was 19 and 14.
I would avail him the same luxury that I would any other rookie quarterback at that point. And he had shown
He wasn't a rookie, though.
So what was he, 2 years in? How far was he in when Kevin got here?
A year or two.
Okay, yeah. So still.
He wasn't a rookie. But
he was in the beginning of his career.
Yeah, but okay. He had started 30 of the 33 games. They were 19 and 14. Case Keenum started 2 and Nick Mullins started 1.
Right.
In the 4 seasons since then, okay, since they brought in Deshaun, they've had 9 different quarterbacks in 4 seasons. 9 different quarterbacks have played. And their record is 22 and 35.
Does that include Dylan? Was he the 9th? I thought yesterday maybe. I think he was.
No, that includes Dylan.
So that makes him the 9th. Okay.
Jacoby Brissett, Deshaun Watson, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, P.J. Walker, Joe Flacco, Jeff Driscoll, Jameis Winston, Bailey Zappi, Dylan Gabriel. So when Kevin had some stability at quarterback, they were okay. And what made the playoffs 1 year? 19 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
In the 4 seasons since, 22 and 35. That includes making the playoffs 1 year.
With Joe, who felt like he was stable at the end of the season.
Yeah.
I would have given Joe Flacco that stable line.
Well, maybe. But they've had nine quarterbacks since they moved on from Baker and brought in Deshaun Watson. And
you're saying 9 opportunities to overcome the misfortune of trading
him.
No,
what I'm saying is they haven't had stability at quarterback. And that,
but that's also no. Well, 8. I'm not going to kill Gabriel because he's right there right now.
Right. It's not Dylan's fault. He's only had 2 starts. He's had 2 starts, and if you're expecting a guy who in his second start and is a third round pick, it's not like he was taken at the top of the draft. You know, if everybody thought he was a phenomenal quarterback, he would have been taken. There's a report from Diana Rossini over the weekend that the Browns were one of several teams interested in Jackson Dart, and though Jackson Dart has not been unbelievable with the New York Giants since taking over as starter, he's looked really promising.
He looked good last week.
He sure did.
Yeah.
But he's not tearing it up, but he looks pretty good.
I would have
loved to have had Jackson Dart here. I said that at the time. I thought Cam Ward was the best quarterback coming out in the draft, and I thought Jackson Dart was second.
I know is the Deshaun Watson trade and letting Baker go. Every day, it becomes even more and more the worst trade in the history of the NFL. It's the worst trade in the NFL.
Yes.
Ever.
So are we gonna dwell on that for 4 or 5 years?
Until we get a quarterback.
It's time to overcome that. And that's what this team isn't doing.
But the problem here, Jeff,
that's
is
what they're not doing.
But the deficiency that you gave any general manager at that point, whether they made the deal or not, was to take away 3 first-round picks. And that it was 2 sides that were too immature at the time. Both sides too immature at the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your
pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the
highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show
your way and on your time.